Hello and welcome to the PK Soccer Youth Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Kelshaw. In today's episode, I will be reviewing Season 5 of the podcast. Season 5 consisted of 10 episodes interviewing coaches from Canada, England and the USA. In Episode 1, I talked with Paul Robinson. Paul is a UEFA B licensed coach and author of the Soccer Sessions book. It was a pleasure to talk with Paul and learn how his mentorship of players and coaches was a big reason behind the publication of the book. Paul gives coaches the capabilities to add structure to their sessions, but also add spice and creativity to the training environment. Episode 2, I talked with Kyle Jordan. Kyle is a UEFA B licensed coach and the development manager of an all-female playing club in Crawley, England. It was a joy to talk with Kyle and get some insight into how he has developed as a coach within the football in the community and professional academy football in the Greater London and surrounding area, especially in observing other coaches and their programs. Kyle is another coach who has made the most of his time in a pandemic with the start of his own private small group player development business. Episode 3, I talked with Professor Peter McGahey. Peter is a UEFA A licensed coach with an extensive background in education and coaching. It was interesting to hear about how Peter shared his passion for learning and how soccer has been this tool to help him achieve these objectives. Episode 4, I was able to talk with my first Canadian-based coach, Steve Payne. Steve is a UEFA pro licensed coach and has coached all around the world. My conversation with Steve was probably my most influential conversation of the season. It was reassuring to hear Steve's passion for the game and his willingness to share it with a stranger, and made me realize the importance of relations. In episode 6, Dan Georgie returned to the podcast to talk about his adopted role as ambassador for the Oyster Bay community here on Long Island. It was also insightful on how Dan has been part of the formation and rebranding of Oyster Bay United FC, a newly formed semi-professional club competing in the UPSL. Dan continues to be a leader on the field as club captain and youth DOC. Episode 7, I was joined by Brazilian-born Long Island-raised Kai Fernandez. It was heartwarming to listen to Kai talk about his upbringing in a soccer-mad family. It is also great to see Kai and his brothers continue to promote positivity through soccer with their clinics, camps, and pick up foot volley and scrimmages. Episode 8, I was extremely excited to talk with Nick Dunbar. Nick is a United Soccer Coaches Master Coach and a word of wisdom. I thoroughly enjoyed my conversation of his time with NASC and MLS camps and how he has helped the business grow and helped so many coaches, both here in the US and in England. Nick's ability to transfer his enthusiasm through coaching and management is contagious. I also admire Nick's continuation of learning and self-reflection, all characteristics of a great coach. In episode 9, I was able to connect with Alex Mendolia. Alex has an array of experience as an assistant coach from the men's and women's college and professional game here in the US and in Spain. Alex's attention to detail and organization is a quality trait. It was also enjoyable to hear about his time in Spain. Alex is another coach who has traveled to further his experience and someone who has put value in education. Season 5 concluded with a conversation with Martin Paul. I give Martin a lot of credit for the way he started his pathway to the UEFA A license and working with professional academies in England. It was also interesting to hear about Martin's current role with the Tyrone Mings Academy and what a positive impact it is having on the youth in the Bristol and Bath area. I am also a firm believer that all players should have access to the best coaches and a training structure to enhance their enthusiasm of the game. It was another rewarding experience for me to chat with the coaches from season 5 of the podcast. On a personal level, I was able to record the 75th episode of the podcast. Although the coaches have many similarities, each episode is unique and touches on many aspects of the game and personal development. I will be taking this time to self-reflect and absorb all the information I have learned from talking to the guests. I would like to thank all guests, listeners, and fellow coaches for your contribution to the podcast. I would also like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous new year. Thank you for listening to the PK Soccer Podcast. Don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter at Paul Kelshaw, Instagram at Paul Kelshaw, like my Facebook page at PK Soccer Inc., or send an email, paulkelshaw@pksoccer.org. I would also be grateful if you could give the podcast a review and a rating and share with your fellow coaches and friends. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. We'll be right back.